Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Lord.
The pages of the Gospels are filled with displays of divine mercy, and today's excerpt is no exception. Our Lord says, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd." My brothers and sisters, we are in that crowd today. We are the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute. And our Lord wants nothing more than to heal us of our infirmities. This healing can happen at any time, in any place. But there are only 3 places that the church, which Christ has established, guarantees that it happens without fail. It's in the Holy Eucharist, in confession, and in the anointing of the sick. Just as a doctor is not allowed to operate on a patient without permission, so too our Lord is not allowed to work on us without our permission. And the season of Advent is the perfect time to give that permission to the divine physician, to give him our permission to work on us and to heal us. In the same way he has pity on the crowd and desires to feed them, so too does he take pity on us and desires to feed us in both body and soul. In the same way he healed many through the forgiveness of sin throughout the Gospels, so too does he desire to heal us and forgive us of our sin in the sacrament of confession. The same way he desired to heal spiritually and physically the blind and lame in the Gospels, so too does he desire to heal us spiritually and physically in the anointing of the sick. As the divine physician, Christ operates on us through the sacraments in a very real way, but he needs our permission to do so. We give him this permission when we present ourselves for Holy Communion in a state of grace, when we go to confession with a contrite heart and receive absolution, and when we invite a priest to anoint our hands and head when we fall ill. My brothers and sisters, we are that crowd today, and our Lord has taken pity on us and wants nothing more than to heal us of our infirmities. Will we invite him in and let him?